Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Seeing something on Twitter right now, and I can't imagine this is true. If it is, it would be the greatest troll job by a professional sports franchise in history. These could be the t-shirts that all Cavs fans are getting on their seats for game one of Cavs Pacers. I don't know if you can see the shirt.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Control your dad.
That would be amazing. I'm watching some clips right now. You know, the Heat, they're doing their exit interviews with the media. Eric Spoelstra met with the media, and players are meeting with the media. I watched Bam. The three players who declined, and these are optional media availability, so you don't have to. The three players who declined to participate in the postseason media availabilities are Duncan Robinson, Andrew Wiggins, and one other. I forget who the other guy is. Bam and Tyler met with the media.
Terry Rozier, Duncan, and Andrew Wiggins.
You do something.
Well, listen. Guy didn't show up all season. Why would he show up now?
Earn your pay. Let me talk to you. Let's play some Keno. I don't know.
What's he going to say, though, man? Honestly, like, what do you want him to say? Yeah, I was terrible this year. He said that already. He's spoken with Anthony Chang, Barry Jackson, Ira Winderman. Like, he's been on the record of saying, I don't fit with this current team right now. I don't fit with the direction of what they're trying to do. Like, he's been honest about it. What else do you want him to say?
And Duncan should have talked.
Yep.
Duncan, the Heat organization changed Duncan's life. Terry Rozier was already under something. Solana, you're shaking your head. Like, what are y'all running from? To say that you're bad, you're terrible? Y'all lost by 50. Yeah, but we're not all terrible.
I mean, I know what Duncan –
25, 50, like, and 9.
My guess is Duncan is – My take on Andrew Wiggins is he never felt comfortable here, never looked like he felt comfortable here, and obviously he was dealing with an injury too. Duncan, I think, is probably trying to protect himself from saying, Spo stopped using me and I don't know why. And so instead of playing good soldier, he just decided not to show up, or instead of starting something. And Terry Rozier, I mean, I don't even know what I would ask him.
Wiggins was a rental. Terry Rozier was terrible.
But he wasn't supposed to be a rental. I don't think Andrew Wiggins was supposed to be a rental. I know Ira says that he was. That's just you're taking on that contract so that you can move it. But I think they had some hopes that Andrew Wiggins would fill a scoring role that they needed. Like, I mean, it I always felt like he didn't look like he wanted to be here. And maybe he didn't, by the way.
It was those three guys, honestly, were three mistakes. Pat Riley. It was a mistake to give Duncan $90 million. It was a mistake to give up a first rounder for Terry Rozier. And Andrew Wiggins, I won't say it's a mistake, but I don't think he was a mainstay here with the Heat.
Andrew Wiggins was somebody that they felt was an elite two-way player, which he was specifically. And go back to the NBA Finals in 2022 when the Golden State Warriors beat the Boston Celtics. Andrew Wiggins was the second best player in that series behind Steph Curry. He outplayed Jason Tatum. He outplayed Jaylen Brown. The Heat were hoping that he'd come here. He's been healthy his entire career, and at the very least, he'd be a solid, elite two-way player to help them stay in contention in the playoffs. And he didn't play. Like, he just wasn't on the floor. So that's what went wrong there, and there's certainly irony to it, as we talked about yesterday. But Duncan Robinson is going to go up to the podium now. The writing is on the wall for him to not be here next year. And every question was going to be about his future. Where does he want to play? Where does he think he's going to end up next? Does he think that? And what's the point of him going up there and potentially ruining the opportunity for other teams to know what it is he's thinking in terms of his future? Like, there's no reason for him to go up there and answer questions about it.
What's the point? Do your job.
But it's a voluntary media.
But do your job.
Tyler Hero put up 4 points in the fourth game he showed up. Like, I'm kind of with Crowder on that, man. Do your job. Meet with the media.
Just go talk to him. You can, bro, I could go up there right now and talk for Duncan Robinson without $90 million in my pocket. I don't really want to deal with this pressure. It's no pressure.
You're
talking to Barry Jackson and Ira Winderman. What kind of pressure is that?
I've had dinner with Ira before. There's pressure. I'm not even going to lie. There's pressure.
That is some soft bleep to not go up and, no, I'm opting out of this voluntary. No, what do you want to be next year? I don't know. You know, I'm going to see where the league takes me. I love Miami. And if I'm somewhere else, you know, I'm going to try my best to be there. Like, you can answer nebulous questions with nebulous answers.
Aren't you the person that said that the day you caught the Tom Brady interception pass, the media came to talk to you and you got out of there before they could talk to you? Because you said, hey, they never wanted to talk to me when I wasn't making plays. Now all of a sudden they want to come talk to me. Crowder, why couldn't you have talked to them that day?
That was on the good times. That was, hey, you won the game. Now I'm going to talk to you. I'm good, bro.
My point is, Crowder.
Now on
these
the
guys,
bad time, I talked every time they won it. When we got our ass whooped and we lost by 40 and they came up to me, I stayed right there. I sat and dealt with it because I'm a man with testosterone running through my system.
Oh, I got more testosterone than anyone on this show. I'll take a test right now.
You got boobies.
Listen, I didn't say I don't also have estrogen. They're not mutually exclusive.
That's
ridiculous.
A weird thing fans do. Like, these guys answer questions every single day to the media throughout an 82-game regular season.
It's the end of the season. Go up there and meet the media.
And Duncan Robinson got benched in the final game. Spo put him in down 50.
Yeah, let's hear what you think about it.
Then he has his exit interview privately with the team, and maybe the way that it ended wasn't the way he was hoping it would end in terms of,
it is possible that he has the exit interview and they say, listen, just a heads up, we're not going to be bringing you back.
Which
and
is then he's like, likely okay. What happened.
Which I would understand. In that situation, I would absolutely understand.
He has an option, and it benefits the Heat not to pick up the option. He's going to opt into it, and the Heat are going to trade him. So, like,
Ira, remember I read to you the other day. Ira said they're just going to waive him. They'll eat $10 million instead of eating $19
million. Right.
Yeah.
And how much has he made off the Heat? $70 million?
But so what? He earned that contract.
So what?
He earned that contract. He was the Heat.
He did not. He got the contract. He didn't earn his money after that year.
He earned the contract. There's a difference between earning the contract and earning the money.
He didn't earn his contract. Right,
Anthony Chang.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree.
Let me look at
it. I don't agree. But you're just going to look up a box score and numbers.
You're telling me he didn't underperform that contract? I love Duncan Robinson. You don't think he underperformed that contract?
Oh, Hawk, I agree with that take. But to act like
No,
Crowder's calling him a bum. Calling the decision to have Duncan Robinson on this team a bad decision by the Heat.
$90 million?
At the time, you have to put things into context with contracts.
Right. The Whiteside contract at the time made sense, and it was a terrible contract.
Figure it out. Last year,
he didn't perform up to the terms of the contract.
Was he worth $19 million last year, not even playing, missing shots, being a turnstile defensively?
No, he wasn't.
He earned $19 million in your mind last season.
No, he was not a $19 million a year player last year. But you could do that with every NBA team. You could go across the board to every NBA team, look at guys who got paid for what they did, and at the back end of their contract say, hey, they're not living up to that contract. But that you could do that with every NBA team.
I don't live in Sacramento. We live in Miami, and we cover the Heat and go to Heat games all the
time. What I mean, what is the harm in doing that, Solana?
No, I'm not saying that there's a harm in doing it. My point is to call Duncan Robinson a bum and to say that he owes the fans and the Heat something because they paid him a contract 5 years ago to go do an exit interview, to me, is just silly. Like, you want to take issue?
Do your interview. I never like it when people don't do their media availabilities. Why do we give anyone a pass for not doing their media availabilities, whether they're optional or not?
I interviewed Duncan Robinson 3 days ago.
Million.
Like, he's been available.
I understand.
He's been available.
I'm talking about today's exit interviews where all the media is assembled. Like, everyone but Duncan Robinson, Andrew Wiggins, and Terry Rozier showed up. What's wrong with criticizing the three players who didn't show up?
The Heat have paid Duncan $71 million over the last 3 years. He can't go talk to Ira Winderman, Solana.
You don't get into the NBA Finals in 2020 without Duncan Robinson, crazy. Right?
No.
Crowder,
that's
right?
That's not what the argument.
No, I know, but you don't get
in. Him handsomely. He was a name of the Heat. He was supposed to be that guy, which he's not that guy. They paid him like that guy, $71 million, and now he doesn't want to talk to Barry Jackson? Go talk.
That's fine. I disagree.
What do you disagree with?
We're upset about guys missing out on voluntary exit interviews. Like, I just think it's
the end of the season interview.
Yeah.
It's the end of the season interview.
And
do your interview.
I don't put too much stock into it because the guys go up there. Guess what?
Stock into it. I'm just saying he should show up and do the interview. I'm not saying that this is the arbiter of whether he's a good man or not.
And I disagree.
Show up and do the interview.
I disagree. I think what he's obligated to do is go meet with the team.
I'm not arguing what he's obligated to do. I understand what voluntary means. Yeah. I'm saying yesterday, our CEO visited the radio station. You didn't have to show up. We all showed up. Why'd you show up? It was voluntary.
It wasn't really voluntary.
It was voluntary. Plenty of people who weren't there.
Nah. There were people that didn't show up.
I mean, it's
the radio station paid me $70 million, Hawk. I probably wouldn't have shown up yesterday.
Do you hold the door for people when you walk in? If you see somebody coming up, you hold the door. That's all voluntary. That's not needed.
I require that at my house.
Good people do things that they should do for what the situation they're in. Duncan Bleeping Robinson should talk to the media.
Don't shake your head at that line. Of all the lines to shake your head at, Jimmy. Don't shake your head at that line.
Jimmy, call the front desk and see how many people were no-shows for the CEO yesterday. What would happen if you called
Joe Rose wasn't there.
What would happen if you called our front desk? Do we have a number?
I think it just goes straight to engineering.
Yeah, nobody's there, though.
Stop it.
Yeah, I swear.
If you call the radio station for any reason, Steph is answering?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd like to get the CEO back and talk to her about this. I think this is a mistake.
There's a number. If you Google Odyssey Miami, there's a number on the website located.
Jimmy, call the number. See what happens.
Tell Solana to ask a question because he's a question man.
Jimmy, call the number. Just see what happens. What are you shaking your head, Jimmy? You work there. You know no one's going to answer. There's no one there. Just see what happens. He's like nervous to call an empty chair at the front desk.
He hasn't quite been able to understand to keep one headphone in so he can hear you guys.
He's taking this phone call very seriously. He doesn't want to be distracted while he's talking to no one.
It just gives you options.
You're not a fan of options, are you?
He gets rattled with options. You give this guy options, he gets rattled. What were some of the options?
Promos, sales, program directors.
Programming? Oh, do that. Call back, hit the programming option.
Call Len.
I want to see if Len answers.
Well, he won't because he gave me the deuces in between the that Duncan Robinson debate.
Well, then hit Sasa sales.
Let's do headlines because Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment, and I want to talk to him about what it was like. You know, he was sitting with OG the second, and then the phone call came in from the Chargers, and I want to know through, you know, the eyes of a dad what that felt like on Saturday for our friend Aronde. So we'll do headlines here real quick, brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
We do have some Marlins baseball coming up in a few minutes.
It's already underway.
It's underway. Well, we don't have the TVs up here, Hawk. I apologize.
Well, first inning is over.
Wow. What's the score?
Wow. Well, it's 3:20. Didn't the game start at 3?
3:10, no?
Yeah, 3:10.
Yeah. What's the score, Jimmy?
It seems like it's scoreless.
It is. It's scoreless after one.
What a guess by you. He was on the phone, so he had no idea.
Press one for scoreless.
Boop. Inter Miami plays tonight.
Wait, did you see what Sandy Alcantara, did you watch any of it last night? Did you see what his ERA is?
No.
8.19. Garbage.
Like, what's his ERA?
8.19, highest in MLB for starters.
His arm works?
Sandy's 8.19 ERA, this is from Barry Jackson,
ERI?
Is one of the worst in baseball, which likely eliminates any trade option for the moment.
I might do that. 8.19?
They should have him pitch to Matt Mervis in the home run derby. Yeah, he'll get rocked. Matt Mervis will hit 54 home runs in the first thing.
Can Sandy be sent down as Sandy Alcantara? Because that's embarrassing.
No, I don't think so. But maybe they could put him, you know, maybe they could say his arm isn't working.
I know it's wrong. Something's wrong with
him. By the way, don't forget to tweet at Mike Cuno, CBS4. He has been inundated with tweets. You got to tweet at Mike Cuno. I've been copied and tagged on a lot of them. Cuno is not happy, but you need to implore him to eat French fries before the Panthers game tonight, or else the Panthers won't win. So, I mean, it's pretty simple. If you want the Panthers to advance to the second round, Mike Cuno needs to eat fries. He needs to hear from you on Twitter immediately. If he doesn't hear from enough people on Twitter, I'm going to have to give out his cell phone on the air so that people can text him.
Tonight, the Florida Panthers will try to close it out at the Amalie Arena up in Tampa. No Ekblad. How about two games for Ekblad? That's kind of ridiculous, no? Two games?
Someone tweeted Cuno, this Photoshop tagged me on it. Nice little piece of work there.
Inter Miami tonight. We'll play the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup.
You know, I never miss a CONCACAF game when it's in South Florida.
That's a lie.
What? There's been one and I was there.
There's been several.
Where you going?
This season?
Yeah.
I never miss one against Vancouver or LAFC. I'll tell you that right now. What do you think about that, smart ass?
What's the score of the series right now, Hawk?
The World Series? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they play two games. Technically, that could be considered a series. What's the score aggregate coming to Miami today? Inter Miami,
Vancouver.
I know they
have to outscore them by 3.
Okay. 2-0.
They got to congregate. They got to congregate on this one.
They got to congregate and aggregate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At that last time we talked to Witty.
Yeah, we need some golazos tonight. Mm-hmm. We can't sneak out of there with a 1-0 win. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. I mean, people might celebrate.
Golazos.
You need several golazos tonight.
No doubt.
Leo Messi, obviously.
You sounds like you were trying to give me a lesson or something. I'm going to be there because I'm a soccer fan. You going to be there?
No, I won't be there.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking because soccer fans will be there.
Yeah. I didn't get the invite.
Can I go?
No, Jimmy.
You hear your call earlier?
Press 1 for no, Jimmy.
No, but I see how it works over there, you know? You get a couple comp tickets to go watch Inter Miami. You don't even think of your friend who's a real Inter Miami friend.
I paid for these tickets.
Hmm. All right. I got you. See how they do with Crowder?
I paid for the tickets.
They don't even think of inviting us, Crowder. It's crazy, man.
No, he has his friend groups.
Yeah, yeah.
Me, Witty, and Appel tonight. Mm. Got all the scran we can eat.
Wow.
Love a little scran.
They're weirdos too, Solana. Scran. I'm good. I'm not good getting invited to the scran party. Yeah. I'm fine, thanks.
We wouldn't want you there.
I don't want to be there.
Well, that's good because we discussed it. Well, you're not invited.
It's mutual. What? I'm not want to come.
Yeah. In fact, I got 100 guys to fight you and take you down in case you do show up.
I got my list together now, baby. I got team head, team right arm, team left arm, team right leg, team
you
left
can't
leg.
Have a team on the head.
You can't
it's
have a team on the head.
I know. Understand how to fight a gorilla. You don't understand how to fight a gorilla.
I strategize. I didn't sleep last night.
Because you don't understand how to fight a gorilla.
Look, I have this all planned out. Don't try crazy.
You're running like a 3-4 defense. Matt Murray just popped out to left field.
Bum.
At least he got a little wood on it. 0-0. Marlins, Dodgers, middle of the second. All right, wrap up the headlines because I want to make sure we have enough time with OG.
Marlon, 0-0.
Let me put OG on my list. He's on left arm.
We can ask OG. I want to talk to him about his son getting drafted, but we can ask him if he thinks 100 men could fight a silverback gorilla to their death. I guarantee you OG will agree with me that it ain't happening.
OG's on the left arm with Max Crosby, Miles Garrett, and Vita Vea. Come on, G. Come on, man.
OG is going to signal for a fair catch and move on.
OG, Max Crosby, Miles Garrett, and Vita Vea are on the right arm.
OG has some insider info, doesn't he? He owned a monkey.
Oh, that's a great call. OG is
physiologically.
Yeah.
What?
Whatever that means.
Hawk, do you think OG the second will be purchasing a monkey?
You know, it is fun when children follow in their parents' footsteps, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. OG Senior speaks very highly of Malik, mm-hmm. has good memories of him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He'd be shaking.
He'd be shaking when he left him in the refrigerator. Little OG's on my list. Little OG, 6'5", 240.
Guy's going to the league. He ain't got time for your nonsense. He doesn't have time to die at the hands of a silverback gorilla because of your faulty mechanism for beating
him. He's not going to die because I'm going to have one.
I hope.
Now I thought about it. It's going to be one guy that's going to shoves his fist in his mouth and cuts off his trachea.
I hope that the silverback gorilla uses you as a club to kill 99 of your friends.
Oh. I'm diving on his chest like a baby koala bear.
Yeah. He's going to put you in his pocket like a baby koala bear.
Marlins 0-0 against the Dodgers. And I know Hawk had mentioned that Sandy's ERI is 8.41. I'll try to figure out what his ERA is coming up later on. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
A long time for that, huh?
Yeah, I did. Your weather
no
from the Demesman.
Follow up on Jordan Travis?
What's going on with Jordan Travis?
Okay, philosophically. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them.
Philosophically, that's a word.
Yeah, that's not what you said, though.
Mike Cunio has just texted me, I hate you. So I think we're breaking him down. Text, tweet, tweet at Mike Cunio, at Mike Cunio CBS4. Tag us on it that we demand he eats French fries. If the Panthers say, hey, I'm a Panthers fan, please, for the sake of my team, eat French fries before the game tonight.
I tweeted him.
Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
Ronde Gadsden in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Hawk and Crowder.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Our friend Ronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Ronde, of course, played for the Dolphins for some great seasons. And this past weekend, his son, Ronde Gadsden II, was drafted in the fifth round by the Los Angeles Chargers. And we have watched OG and little OG. You watched them play football, Crowder, more than I did. Although we met... It was just last season, I think, OG the second came out to Twin Peaks when we were doing a show out there, and yes. He was doing his thing at Syracuse.
I saw him at the East-West Shrine game. I gave him some great tips as an uncle, and now he's a San Diego Charger, or L.A. Charger, whatever.
L.A. Charger, yeah, L.A. Charger. So, Ronde, first of all, congratulations, because I watched the video of you guys. Take us through this. So, you're on video, you're sitting next to little OG, and I say that in air quotes, because he ain't little. You're right. Sitting next right. to OG the second, and his phone rings, And so I'm guessing you guys realize from the conversation that he's having that that's the moment. And so just take us through that for a second, like what you were experiencing, what he was experiencing. Like, I just want to live vicariously through you for that moment, because it had to be just something special.
Right. Let me, first of all, thanks, man. Appreciate it. You know, it's been a journey. It's been a 21-year journey, that's for sure. But it was all worth it. But, it's funny because we had, been talking to the Vikings all week, and, even Friday night, the Vikings had sent over tons of stuff, like warm-ups, hats, helmets, letters, all type of stuff, right? And we were cool with that. So Saturday, we were like, all right, let's get ourselves together because, you know, they got some early picks. His agent flew in from Green Bay, and we were all sitting there, and you know, they talking, you know, they're texting back and forth, and they're like, well, we're going to trade back, and when we trade back, we'll have a first pick in the fifth and the third and the fifth, and we'll get them then. So we, you know, I go get some more chicken gizzards because that's was the fear. and so we sit down and, you know, the fifth comes up and they call back and tell his agent they're going to trade back, but they're going to get them, you know, when they trade back. And so we like, cool. And so as he's texting with them, I'm sitting on the chair with Pat Sertan and a few other friends because DP would have been there, but his son, you know, had a party at the Hard Rock. So we were all split up, but Pat was there with me, and we were talking, you know, laughing about, you know, what had happened and talking about the Shador thing, obviously. And Aronde walks up with his phone. He's like, hey, Dad, I got the general manager of the Chargers on the phone. They said they're going to trade up to get me. I'm like, all right. But Trey, wow. Your agent on the phone with the Vikings, though.
Right. And like, so you've kind of locked in your head that
and
you're on guard because of the Shedeur Sanders. You're right. You're on guard.
Like, right. And so he leaves and goes and tells his mom, and she in the other room, she just screaming. I'm like, yo, what's going on, bro? Like, you talking to the Vikings? What are you talking about? He got one of those Shedeur Sanders calls? You know what I'm saying? Like, he got the fake call on his phone. Right. And so, his agent then clicks over, talks to the people and says it's a go. And then we see him talking the same thing you see in the video. We don't hear it obviously until after, but, and then, you know, you see on the TV, they're like, you know, the Chargers on the clock. And then we all sit in front of the TV and get ready for the show. So it was surreal. You know, you see it all the time on TV, but to be a part of it and go through it yourself is kind of different. I don't even know if, you know, Channing could even talk to Fact because it was him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's your kid. It's a totally different feeling. You know what I mean? A totally different feeling knowing how much he worked and all the work he put in to it for it to, you know, to happen. But I can tell you one thing. I wouldn't put that weight on my worst enemy, man. That weight is brutal. The weight is brutal. You got a house full of people and a bunch of liquor and food cooked, and like, you know, it's brutal. But you know, it's worth it when it happens.
OG, that's what I wanted to ask you, man. Because when we got drafted, like the first through the fourth round was day one, and then it was, you know, five or seven day two. Now they spread it out so far, like. What did you do? Because Thursday night, Friday, and then OG got drafted Saturday. Like, how was that, bro? It's 72 hours. Did you sleep?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself? Yeah. Or what? Like you're saying, the stress is crazy.
Nah, like, you know, like Thursday, you know, like, all right, we know we're not going Thursday, right? But, you know, they say, well, Friday, maybe if somebody really just fell in love with you, you know, you could go late Thursday. And then you see, you know, some other players go, like you see, Arroyo, I think, maybe went the third round, you know, and so we're like, all right, we in that class. We, you know, we kind of figured Mason was going to go to the Jets because of the way, you know, it all configured out. And that was cool. You know what I mean? Like,
right. You're like, hey, we're in this neighborhood.
Yeah, we in this neighborhood, but we like cool because, you know, hey, you know, it's kind of funny because we're like, good, Mason going in. And, you know, he got Justin Fields, but he got to pay that New York tax. We're like, cool, you're not going in. Then we end up going to L.A. It's the same tax. You know what I'm saying? So, but, Thursday, you know you're not going. But Friday, when you see the, you know, like, okay, all right, we in this area, you know, and then it didn't happen. You're like, all right, Saturday, you know, got to be because, you know, his agent said, all right, you know, don't do nothing Thursday, but Friday have a small group of family members around just in case. But Saturday, you can go ahead and have a party or do whatever you're going to do because there ain't no more after Saturday, right? There ain't no more drive after Saturday. You know, my vision was to do it on a boat, you know what I'm saying, get a nice, rent a boat at the dock and do it on the boat. I never seen anybody get the call on a boat. We on a, yeah, you know, rent a yacht or whatever, right? Ran a yacht and do it, but he was like, what if you can't get the call? Well, you know, what if you missed the call? Like, you know what I'm saying? You need to be a landline. You need to listen. And so so we scrapped that and, you know, was at the house. But it was, you know, no sleep Friday night because you like, you know, it got to go. Like, you mean to tell me between 12 noon and 7 p.m. we can't, man, it's something, you know, and you know, his agent is there. And so, like, when he flew in Saturday and he, you know, walked into the house, he came in probably, got there about 12:30-ish. I'm like, look, man, when you walk in here, you're going into a bee's nest. There's a lot of ladies in there that not understanding what's going on. Like, why it's taking so long? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm about there too. You know what I mean? By 1:30, I'm like,
you
yo,
so much, Mr. Agent.
Yeah, right. I can only pretend. You better have some good answers besides we just waiting. Yeah, you gotta have some super squirrel answer that you wrote on the plane. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of cool. If you don't mind, he's right here with me. We're in the car, so if you want to talk to him, that's fine.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This would be great.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hold on for a second.
You're not Shedeur Sandering us, are you? This is actually OG the second.
Hello?
OG? Is this him?
Yeah.
So, I mean, from me and Crowder and Solana, congratulations. This is like, hey, I've got chills because I have a son, you know, who's 21 years old. And you know, I watch Aronde and the way that he talks about you, and Crowder obviously has been around you for a long time, but yeah. Man, we are thrilled for you. I'm imagining you're still on cloud nine right now.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm just making sure, you know, I can get out there and, you know, get to learn everything.
Hey, little OG, I called you little OG at the East West Shrine game. Do you like little OG, OG the second? Because your dad is famous, so we have to correlate it. What do you like being called?
Either one is fine. It really doesn't matter. Whichever one you want to call me. A lot of people call me a bunch of different ones.
Okay. Because I always go with little OG, but I believe that you could whoop your dad right now. Am I correct by that?
You might be.
So did you celebrate? Did you celebrate, OG? Like, how have you, you know, reacted since Saturday, and when will you be flying out to LA, and how excited are you to play in LA? I mean, you did Syracuse for college, which is the coldest of the cold. So now you're going to a climate that you're probably a little more used to growing up down here. What have you done since Saturday, and when are you gonna be headed out there?
Well, we celebrated Saturday, and then, you know, Sunday and Monday, they just got to it. You know, they got to send me the iPad and give me on the playbook. I've been meeting with the coach every day. So I'm going to fly out there on Sunday. And then, you know, Monday, we're going to start working.
Man, and catching passes from Justin Herbert, dude.
I was just going to ask him, Hawk, like, are you thinking about that? Catching, you know, pass from Justin Herbert, you know, the tight end lineage of the Chargers. Because I used to get ate up by, I forget his name, the old tight end. He used to whoop my ass every damn day. But that offense is prolific now, and Harbaugh's there. Like, have you thought about what you're stepping into?
Yeah, I've talked to some people that's played with Harbaugh that was at Michigan. So they've told me about how he likes to run his offense and how he likes to, you know, move people around, get them in the right spots, and get them versus the right people in good matchups.
Yeah, I feel like you're heading into a great situation. I really do. And obviously, we're rooting for it. We're all about the Bolts now, right, Crowder? I mean, we're kind of all about the Bolts. Like, we've got to adopt them because
– Bolt up. Bolt up.
Bolts up. I mean
– You know, nephew. I'm going to get me a nephew jersey. Y'all going to see me with a little OG jersey on this year.
Yeah, it's super cool. How was your dad when the announcement was made on TV? Because I saw the video where your dad's sitting next to you. Did your dad start to cry at all? Did he tear up?
Yeah, he did. But we had known, they had called me well before they had even traded for the pick. So we was just sitting there on the couch waiting for about 10 minutes.
And when you start, right? Like that, I mean, that has to be a out-of-body experience.
Yeah. I mean, it was just waiting on the call to get there. And then when it finally happened, that's when, you know, we got – everyone got emotional. We got to celebrate.
And Lil OG, did you sleep well Friday night, Saturday, you know, like, or Thursday night, Friday night? Did you sleep well? Because, you know, this is a life-changing experience, but you have to wait 24 hours, 48 hours. Like, how was that? How was the anticipation or the anxiety of not knowing where you're going?
Yeah, it was a longer wait just because of watching all the picks and watching all the people go before you, watching each and every one, it felt like, you know, the time just got longer and longer the more you watched it.
Well, listen, I know you want to be in shape for your new team and the beginning of your NFL career, but my suggestion, first thing when you arrive in LA, you hit In-N-Out Burger and get yourself a double-double.
Well, I trained out there, and I can't do it. No, I don't like it.
What? Oh my God! You're gonna have to figure out a way to like it. They're gonna run you right out of town. You got to figure it out.
I know. Anyone that I talked to from out there when I was training, you know, they talked so highly about it, but then when I went to go try it, it wasn't all that.
I'm telling you, you learn that menu, learn the In-N-Out menu as seriously as you learn the playbook. This is Uncle Hawk with some advice. Uncle CC's got his own advice. I'm telling you, learn that In-N-Out menu.
All right, I got it.
Yeah, just when you got a couple weeks off, just call Uncle Chan. I'll fly myself out, and we'll go.
Don't get in trouble your rookie season. OG, don't get in trouble your rookie season. Don't call Channing under any circumstances. At any time, at any moment.
We can explore LA together.
No, don't go exploring with CC. Do not do that. OG, congratulations, man. We're so excited to watch you in the NFL. And honestly, we were all just so thrilled for you when we heard your name and saw everything. So good luck with the Bolts.
Thank you.
Hey, let's talk to your dad for 1 second before we get out of here.
Yo.
Yep. Hey, I'm like, I swear, I almost want to tear up. Like,
I really got goosebumps when he got on the phone.
I do. I can't even imagine what that felt like for you Saturday. He told us that you cried.
Man, it was brutal.
I can't even imagine it.
Yeah, now you just think about, you know, all the hard work, all of, you know, we you know, going to the park and putting up the tent and the red cups and the coaching and the, you know, yelling and screaming and telling them this ain't gonna work and telling them, you know what I mean, all the things you remember saying, like, you know, this not what I'm, you know, this not what I'm reading off the internet. I know, I'm telling you this works, you know what I mean? He like, I'm gonna do my own thing, and then tell them, you know, you gotta, you know what to do, know where to be, and give 110%. He's like, I'm doing it, and then, you know, all the arguments and all the good plays and the bad plays. And you know, you even sitting there, like, you say to yourself, like, I mean, for me as a parent, for him is, you know, different as a player, but I'm like, yo, he's a 2-time first team All ACC, 2-time All American, and we wait until Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? This like the, you know, Mel Kiper say Channing going 20 and he goes 70 type deal. You know what I mean? It's a brutal, situation.
The other side of that, though, is I think he's in an incredible situation, and they traded up to get him. So obviously they wanted him.
That's a super side that, you know, because he said that in the little video, like, hey, coach, I'm ready to get to work. Send me the, and they sent it the next day. Like, it's on the porch the next day. You open the door to walk the dog, 7 a.m., the iPad there. Like, whoa, they weren't playing, and they've been on the video, you know, even on Zooms with them every day. And, you know, so I think it is. I mean, you know, you look up right away. They got Will Disley and, you know, what's the other guy name? Conklin from the Jets. Those are the two tight ends they got. And, you know, then yesterday they give out the numbers and he get 86. So, you 86. Know, it's all pretty cool. You know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure he would like 19, but I think some Lance Allworth situation kind of messed it up.
OG, offer him a little money. Buy the number for him.
OG, it ain't but so much time when you wake up little OG and tell him walk the dog, he can tell you, you walk the dog.
Oh, no, listen, you know, you as a parent, you're like, woo, I got him off the books, but I'm on his books now, you know? he telling me walk the dog. I ain't getting up right now. You walk the dog, old man. I got to walk the dog, you know what I'm saying? I got to walk the dog. Hey, go to the store and get the dog food. Nah, you go to the store. You know what I'm saying? So it's just little, you know, it flipped that quick. Like, woo, he can do his own thing. You can pay this phone bill. You can pay this car insurance. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, you know,
well, congratulations.
He's telling me, you go out and wash the car. You go wash the car then. All right.
We love you. We love your son.
Yeah, man,
we
thanks.
Can't wait.
I
we're gonna buy some Gadsden 86 jerseys for the Chargers.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So.
Yeah.
So we know two things. July 31st, they play in the Hall of Fame Bowl, right?
Ooh.
The Hall of Fame game, and then their first game is in São Paulo, Brazil, September 5th or 9th or 7th or something.
I'm guessing we'll see a couple of videos of you at Carnival or somewhere.
Somewhere. Me and Michael Irvin, like, you know. Yeah.
OG, call me in Brazil. I can come over there and show a little OG Brazil.
No,
like,
please tell OG.
We do play Miami at home, though. We play Miami at home.
Ooh. One, you have to give him, I know he's an adult now and he's in the working world. Aronde, you have to give your son one final lesson. Do not call Channing under any circumstances for anything. Don't hang out with Channing. Don't see Channing. It
no,
can only
no.
end in disaster.
No, he said when he met Channing at the Shrine Bowl that Channing gave him some few choice words that he took to heart, and that's what clinched him going in the fifth round.
Next off season.
So are you going to be spending a lot of time in LA, OG, you think?
Absolutely not. I can't sit in them spirit seats for 6 hours. Not a good look. So, you know, I'm going to catch one game at SoFi. But you know what it's good about is they play the NFC East, so they play Dallas at Dallas, they play Miami in Miami, they play Jacksonville in Jacksonville, they play Tennessee in Tennessee. All those games, I got it. I'm there.
Now listen, the SoFi game, ask your new boss to upgrade you off Spirit Airlines.
No, we trying to keep the price down for the taxes. We're trying to keep the money down for the tax. We're gonna have to get some scran.
I love a little scran. Rondé, we love you. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Glad, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Got to speak to your son and congratulate him again for us.
Yeah, and by the way, the gorilla wins, man. The gorilla wins.
Well, we'll talk about that next week. We're so out of time, Crowder. This was all about OG bye. The second. We'll talk about it next week. But the gorilla wins by a mile.
OG's off my list because he's scary.
Yeah, there's no question. Plus, OG's got to get permission from his boss to be in that fight.
he's not getting permission.
All right, we got to take a break. We went very long, but that was worth it. If you didn't have chills, I swear to God, I'm almost tearing up. Like, just thinking about that moment as a dad, like, and knowing an OG for so long, like, that, it just,
yes,
just great. Take a quick break.
OG since he was a baby, child, Hawk.
Dude's going to be lining up against ferocious defenses, catching balls from Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's wild, man.
It's amazing. I love it.
All right. Take a quick break. 4 o'clock hours next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I give him the Chicken Little. I give him the 1-2 crossing the street. I give him a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Ah, double dip.
Hawk and Crowder.